From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. Heather Murdoch has more.
In a Wednesday briefing released to the public Thursday, Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Carter is visiting Iraq to see what the U.S. can do to improve the security situation. The next major move for the Iraqi government, supported by a U.S.-led coalition, is the retaking of Ramadi, a strategic city held by ISIS.
Iraqi security forces are positioning themselves in various locations around Ramadi in an ascent to place a noose around the city.
He says between 1,000 and 2,000 militants are believed to be holding Ramadi, but that their supply lines are being cut off by Iraqi troops. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker told Secretary of State John Kerry that Kerry had been fleeced by the Iranians. Speaking earlier, Kerry said he believes the nuclear accord will make the world safer. The agreement would lift sanctions in exchange for Iran scaling back its nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya. On the trip, Mr. Obama will promote the growth of American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives in Kenya on Friday, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he will become the first president to visit Ethiopia. Human rights groups criticize the trip because that country, Ethiopia, handles political dissent. This is VOA News.